What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Got caught up, watched some of the abbreviated Braves games and stuff like that while I was on vacation. I stopped watching them.
Yeah.
Because it's
don't
like,
ruin
yeah,
your vacation.
Yeah, I didn't want to ruin my damn vacation and everything. But it was good, man. And again, thank you for all the happy birthday wishes. And like, we're all clustered here because it's my cousin's birthday the day before. Aunt Melanie's is today. I mean, everybody just right here. So, you know, the group text is going wild with happy birthday love to all my family. But yeah, it's good to be back, my boy.
Yeah, that's all positive.
It's good to be back.
I don't know if you watched the real one or the abbreviated one yesterday. You didn't need to.
Right.
Because it's the same thing.
Right.
Like, the Braves had an opportunity to win a series on a Sunday.
What's their record?
They're 3-10 on Sundays.
Okay.
They're very bad on Sundays. Their record is 38-45 on the season, 7 games under 500. And, you know, even had they won yesterday, still kind of a frustrating week given a number of different factors, the Chris Sale injury and all that kind of stuff. But you would have felt good about splitting with the Mets on the road, taking a series from the Phillies, who are in first place in the division, and given the way that you played against the Mets last week too. But, you know, it just – every time it seems like there's an opportunity to kind of get over that, like, that hump of frustration and see a little bit of optimism, they just play like themselves. And scoring one run against Ranger Suarez on Sunday was perfect. Like, that, unfortunately, exactly who this baseball team is this season. And, you know, I know Profar's coming back this week, but I don't know what the fix is.
Well, he's playing well up there. He's a good damn
player. Yeah,
we understand that.
Yeah.
With my
he hit some homers in Triple A.
My guy, Freak calls him Petford.
Pedfar.
Yeah, Pedfar.
Not because he's a pedophile, but because he got busted for PEDs.
Yeah, man. But no, I think, you know, looking at some different things, and I saw that Saturday was the first running score since Wednesday, and I was like, hold on, that can't be right. Oh, yeah, that was right, Andy.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, going back to the Chris Sale, because obviously that was before I had left, and Chris Sale got one of them old man injuries. That's what happened to us when we fall. Something breaks or something fractures or something bruises. Take it from an old man that is falling and still got a swollen elbow.
Oh, yeah, that elbow's still swollen.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, so take it from an old man that's fallen. It hurts, you know, especially as great as he was that day. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is what they – I saw that Schnitt, they sat down, Michael – you know, and then you saw that there was a bottom of the ninth coming up is I forgot the three people that are coming up in the ninth for you as far as the Braves, the other game. I mean, that's just where this team is. And you got to – we said this months ago. You just got to take the good with the bad. And the thing with the bad is frustrating as hell because they have opportunities for it to be good. That's the one thing about it. I mean, obviously, you lose 13, nothing, they ain't that near.
Yeah, Friday was tough.
Yeah, you lose 13, yeah, there's not.
They could have just rained that one out. They didn't have to come back and play that one.
I saw that it had rained out. And I mean, sorry, it was a delay and everything. Yeah. But yeah, you shouldn't even worry about that. But yeah, you're talking about yesterday. And Spencer Strider was good yesterday.
Yeah, it's good.
And, you know, they just can't muster any offense when they need to muster it against pitchers. Mm-hmm. Ranger, he always, for some reason, he just annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, he's got the Braves number couple years.
He annoys the hell out of me when they face him. But, yeah, I mean, until these guys, you know, get to looking like they looked on Saturday night with runs and things like that, Sean Murphy with the big grand slam, it's gonna be like this. And, you know, we're going to talk about the trade deadline and all this. There's, in my opinion, there's nothing out there. The trade deadline is going to get this team better.
Well, not one thing. You'd have to make five trades,
and that means that you have
maybe
got
they
to,
will.
You got to move something to get those things. Yeah. And so, are you willing to ready to roll the dice on some of the guys that are here on your core and start planning for next year? Or, you know, as I sit around now, I'm at like, this is one of them one-offs. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we could talk about the hitting last year, but they did make the playoffs last year. Could this just be one of those years? We were talking a couple weeks ago, what happened to the Baltimore Orioles? They were supposed to be one of those top teams, too.
Yep.
They're going through it also. So is it one of those things where I could just look at it as just a one-off, and that sucks as baseball, and it's a long one-off.
Right, because one really means 162.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's one long one-off.
That's a
one-off.
Long-ass one-off. Yeah. And so you got
to
deal with the
frustration. And if you go back to last year, too, like, you know, that wasn't any fun either. Now, you're right. They still made the playoffs, and there were some ups with the downs, and a lot of injuries kind of – you could chalk it up to a lot of that. I mean, we're more than halfway through the year now.
This is who they are.
And this is who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the scary part for me with some of these guys is now you have enough of a sample set where it's like, and I think, I don't know, some of it you can explain in a way that maybe is acceptable. Some of it I can't explain. Like Marcell Ozuna batted under 200 for the month of June.
Yes.
Because he has a hip injury.
Yes.
Like, there, you know, that's something that, if you had more depth, you would consider sitting him down, putting him on the IL.
But you gotta do if you want to play. If you want to play the young kid,
yeah, maybe you could get Baldwin in there every day because he was the third best hitter on the team in the month of June.
So it could be something.
You got Acuna, you got Olsen. They're doing their jobs.
Yes,
everybody else is doing. Baldwin's been good because he's a rookie, and what do you really expect from him? And he's been pretty solid. Everybody else has been from like underwhelming to just god awful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you go on down the list, you keep going down further and further, and you get to Ozzie and Michael Harris, and I just don't know. I don't know what to say. Like with Austin Riley, there's like been ups and downs, and I do wonder. There's a lot of talk about with him. Some of the work that he did to try to improve his defensive range and maybe some weight that he lost.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it cost him some power.
I don't know.
Because his power numbers just aren't what they normally are. And, you know, he's getting on base and he's hitting the ball. He's just not hitting the ball into the gaps or over the fence. So I don't know. I wonder if that's something there. I have no explanation for Ozzie and Michael Harris. Michael Harris batted 148 in June.
I think, you know, and you said, what did you say? You said underwhelming and god awful. Can they just be underwhelming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, at this point, if Ozzie and Harris are just like underwhelming, just like, oh, dang, you batted 240 for the month.
Yeah.
You know, that's still not good.
But that's the thing about it is if this team would be in a completely different realm of where they have been, or I mean, where they are right now, if some of those guys were just.
I know.
Under.
Yeah.
You know, under.
But if they were just average bad instead of like genuinely some of the worst hitters in baseball.
And it's frustrating because of who these two guys are and how important and valuable they I mean, these are long term.
Right.
These are going to be our guys going forward type, you know, players. And so those are the ones that you don't like. Eli White and those guys, you expect them to look where they look.
Yeah. Like the fact that Nick Allen is batting how he's batting is. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great that's your option at shortstop, but
you know that.
That's what you expected from
that.
Nick Allen.
But you know that.
Yeah.
But now when you talk about your guys, and I mean, it's every day the same thing with Michael, and I'm just like, I mean, eventually you just got to stop. It stopped getting better. So for me to keep saying it over and over again, damn Michael, Michael, or damn Ozzie, I'm just going to drive myself damn crazy.
Yeah.
He's going to drive a damn self crazy.
Some of the details are make it worse, make it even more crazy. Because, like, I think this is like dime store like thoughts or batting advice from somebody who's never done it. But it's not hard to watch Michael Harris at the plate and realize he's trying to jump on first pitches. Like, he's trying to. He hasn't walked one time since May 18th.
I know. Saw that.
It's a while ago.
And so Eli White got.
A month and a half ago.
That's where Eli White first hit bat. Starting in place on Michael, got walked.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which was like.
Because at a certain point, you'd think, all right, my game plan is to try to take advantage of fastballs early in the count and hit the ball in the air. but it's really not working.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you recalibrate your approach a little bit. I mean, obviously, it's probably harder than that. Otherwise, they would do it. But right. I don't know how hard it is just to be like, hey, this time I'm going to go up there and try to see a couple pitches.
Maybe.
And
maybe,
you know what I mean?
And sometimes we always view it, sometimes sitting down.
Yeah,
watching.
Maybe you get a different perspective.
Maybe you get a different perspective from sitting there and watching. And obviously, you know, he's as competitive as anybody. And for him not to be the starting center fielder, he knows why. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of those things where you can't really go into the manager like, man, why are you – have you seen yourself?
Yeah, no, there's no –
you know, and have you seen yourself?
I don't think there's any, like, I need to talk to you in private.
Yeah, no.
Snit conversations happening.
Have you seen yourself? And
yeah.
You watch your approach at the plate. It's not been good. So we got to figure out, even if we got to downgrade at that position, because Eli White is a downgrade to Michael Harris.
Without question.
We got to figure out something to get your mind right and get your whatever you need to get yourself back in some kind of form.
I never in a million years would have thought that this would even be possible, but with Profar coming back on Wednesday, there's been talk about who goes down, and Michael's name has been mentioned as potentially go down there and reset a little bit. Like, I don't understand why that would work.
I don't either.
If they think that that's what needs to happen,
then do it. Yeah, but yeah. I'm with you because
I can't believe that that's even a conversation
I'm
with that
you.
Guy.
I'm
but
with you.
It is.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I heard Grant talking about it yesterday, and then I read Dave O'Brien had written about it this morning. I was like, he has options.
Yeah,
you know?
He does, and everything like that. But it would be one of those things where – if that's the case, then...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, boy. We're in a bad spot.
I know.
In a bad spot because I don't think there is a better outfielder up there than Michael.
Definitely not.
But if that's what you're telling me you got to do to try and salvage something of what this season is, because we're not even going to talk about that. You're so far out. It started to be like, well, it's still, you know, light in the tunnel, all that other crap, and he can come back, and we have this 30-game stretch and all that stuff. Okay. If you're telling me that he's going to go down and this is going to make it better, I'm fine with
maybe
that.
Maybe that's how you change your approach, though, right? Like, you're trying to, like, tinker with something like that at the big league level.
And it's
already
working.
Hard enough to get hits off these guys in the first place, and you're trying to change how you're going about it. I don't know. Maybe you do go down there for a couple weeks and go about it with a different approach and then come back up here. Again, I don't like it. I don't like that that's even in the realm of possibility, but it kind of speaks to where things are, I think, with this baseball team. In the month of June, they scored 10 less runs as a team than the Rockies did. That's about all you need to know, right?
Damn.
That's about it. Rockies scored 10 more runs than you did for the month.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.